For the text of my sermon, I'd like to read from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. Jesus said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we continue with the celebration of the Feast of the Ascension. It is a beautiful, high, holy day that the Church keeps to commemorate the historical event of Jesus' ascension into heaven. When he was with his disciples in their presence, he was lifted up and a cloud covered him from their sight. The last thing they saw was Jesus blessing them. And so after the resurrection, when the disciples took the good word of his victory to the world, people might ask, "Your Lord has died, he's resurrected, where is he now?" And they could say with confidence, "He is ascended into heaven and reigns in glory at the right hand of the Father." So today we celebrate with great reverence the exaltation of Christ. He is now received into the glories of heaven as the great high King of heaven. Now we have a window that's dedicated to the ascension, and it shows the, it's up there, you can't see it from the side, but you can check it out a little bit later. The ascension window has three symbols of Christ's kingship. It has the crown, for he is crowned the King of heaven. It has the orb, which is symbolic of the world with a cross over it, because now he has dominion over the entire world. "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He is now Lord of all nations. And it has the royal scepter, the rod of his power. So today we rejoice and glorify Jesus Christ, who is the great King of heaven. Alleluia, sing to Jesus, his the scepter, his the throne. And so if somebody were to ask us, where is Jesus? We can rightly say that our Lord Jesus Christ is to be praised and glorified forever, for he is at the right hand of the Father in glory. Praised, hallowed, and adored be our Lord Jesus Christ, on his most glorious throne in heaven. We also see that the ascension reminds us of Jesus Christ now ascended into glory. And these words from the Epistle to the Hebrews show us what that means for us in the church. Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Jesus has entered into the holy place not made with hands, into heaven itself to offer his one perfect sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And his sacrifice has been accepted to the Father. He has now reconciled us to the Father. The Father is reconciled to us. And this sacrifice of Christ, once offered by our great high priest, now is that which we plead at this altar. In this very hour, as we come here to this altar, we will plead that eternal sacrifice made once in time for us and for our salvation. This is a great mystery because, as Dom Gregory Dix has written, we are at that point where eternity transects time, and we enter into the timelessness of his eternal sacrifice and partake of it that we might be at peace with the Father. And so our great high priest has offered himself up, and now we see Jesus as the one who has made the acceptable sacrifice of his entire self upon that cross and acceptable now in heaven to the Father. So, Jesus Christ, both priest and victim in the Eucharistic feast. And we are here to partake of that sacrifice. So, where is Jesus now? Jesus is to be praised, glorified, and hallowed forever on his most glorious throne in heaven and in the holy sacrament of the altar. We also rejoice today because Jesus Christ is our great high priest, who is our mediator, the one who prays for us at the throne of God. And from the Epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 4, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Our Lord Jesus is the Word of God made man, and he has lived a human life in the totality of the experience of a human life. And so he is one that has suffered like we suffer. There is a great consolation that we can find, that we don't have a tight rational answer for the mystery of suffering, but we know that God suffers with us, and that he has entered into human suffering and transformed it with the power of his love. So whatever we suffer, we can come to Christ and find a companion in our sufferings, one who will be with us in our darkest moments, one who will grant us his grace and consolation as our priest in heaven, who knows our infirmities. And so we make an appeal to him that he would indeed comfort and succor us, that he would intercede for us from the throne of grace. And we come boldly and pray to the Father because of what Jesus has done. So our great high priest has made it possible for us to pray to the Father in heaven in a way that is extraordinary. When I was in seminary studying Latin, my instructor, Mrs. Fontenrose, she was not a Christian, but she was an expert in the classics, really knew the ancient languages. And we decided that we would look at the Lord's Prayer in Latin. And she was flabbergasted by the fact that in this prayer you would pray to an almighty God in a familiar form. Why wouldn't you vous voyez God if he's so distant and so powerful? Why wouldn't you use the verb conjugation of respect? How could you even talk in familiar terms like he was one of your own family? And we had opportunity to explain to her that that's what Jesus accomplished. That now by his reconciliation work, we can call the Almighty God our Abba, our Daddy, our Father in heaven. And so we come boldly, as we will in the context of this Eucharist, we will come with great boldness and say the Lord's Prayer. And so this is the gift that Christ has given to us as our mediator and as the one who is our kind intercessor. Intercessor, friend of sinners, earth's redeemer, plead for me. Where is Jesus now? He is to be praised, glorified, and magnified forever on his most glorious throne in heaven, in the most holy sacrament of the altar, and in the hearts of you, his faithful people. And so on this Ascension Day, may we praise and glorify the Son of God, who is our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has ascended up and now reigns in glory at the right hand of the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.